let see where the whistle is. They told me I shouldn't wear this dirty one. Not dirty, it's just the whistle that goes around there.
You should turn one of these off each time you do this.
I start tricking you guys?
We can't see what you're doing, right?
I like it. I like the time zones and stuff like that. Because I remember being in Columbus, and Columbus and Detroit were in the west, and we traveled back from the west. Oh, it was really tough. You'd get home at 5:30 in the morning. You'd lose the time zones, and it was tough. Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't mind it. You know, it puts us in the right time zone for us, for everybody in ours. So, yeah, I like it.
Do you like the idea of seeing every team?
Yeah, I like seeing everybody one on one, and then the other teams. I don't know. I didn't completely hear all the breakdown of everything, but I like it. I think everybody, you know, get to see everybody one home here, one in their building, and it splits the rest of the games up with you in your conference, which is good.
How about the conference the playoff matchup? Stay within the conference the first 2 months.
I don't mind that as well. I think it's pretty good. I think the votes are looking at what they're, I think 2016 voted for, so the general consensus seems to be it's pretty good. Yeah, I don't mind that.
It used to be that Canadian teams would want to play Canadian teams.
Yeah, you don't have that as much, so that's the one thing, but I mean, you can't have everything in these things, and the fact that they're all getting along, I think, is a good thing. Well, all the governors.
Talk it might not be implemented in time for next year. You'd obviously rather see this than go back to the Southeast for another year.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, I'd rather get it. It happens this year, and it's good. You know, I don't know. I think there's 7-7 and 1-7 in conference, and 7 in conference, and 8-8. So that's a little bit strange, but. No. Looks like it's gonna wait, and hopefully we'll get some guys back healthy for Friday. You know, so we'll kind of go with the same group.
Have you followed the stories on Derek Woodard?
No, just a little bit. You know, and I saw a little bit of it today on the, because I don't have too much comment on that. I just don't know the results of the. If they're attaching the brain disease to the fighting, I assume they are. Yeah, so I don't, it's not a good thing, you know. You never want to see that.
You don't see the bigger issue that they're raising about it?
Pardon?
You don't see the bigger issue they're raising in their series about fighting and the potential damages?
That subject is a long discussion. You know, I don't want to get into that discussion today, if that's what you're asking me.
Yeah,
so that's my answer. Well, you know, that's a good question. You know, you almost wonder why the chemistry works there, you know, and doesn't work or does work, and sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. The fact is that I think the biggest thing that they've got going right now is that they've got confidence, and that's generated from either Evander Kane starting to score so much that everybody's benefiting. But and when things go well, you want to keep things going well. You come to the rink expecting to score and expecting to do well. So for me, it more or less relies on confidence, and they've got some size on that line, especially on the wings. And what I like the most about the line combination is that their speed seems to really have picked up, all three of them, and they all have speed, but you know, I didn't see the speed in Wheeler and Little before that I do now. So whether that's, you know, Kane bringing that out or whatever, everybody seems to be moving a lot better in that line, and they're pretty effective. What I like about the line as well is they're reliable defensively, and they're taking pride in how well they're defending. And sometimes when you're playing, the best way to defend is keep it in the offensive zone, but still they're pretty reliable. And so it's been a really good asset for us, especially at this time when we've needed to have a line help us a lot. They've really come through. And the other lines are doing well. They're doing good as well.
Did you watch last night's game against Pittsburgh?
Yeah, off and on, yeah.
Could you take anything out of it when you did watch it?
yeah, that I took out of it that Boston's a good team. Yeah. You know. Yeah, and I knew that before I watched the game. But they're a good team. Like, you look at they you know, the Pittsburgh didn't do anything on their 5-on-3s, but would you look at the 5-on-5 play that Boston, they don't give you much. You're gonna have to earn every inch of ice there. And you know, when I watched the way we played them in Boston, that's one of the better ways that we've played and played them. They've had so much success. This is like 29 out of 30 points they've got. So you talk about confidence. They're going to, you know, it's going to be an interesting game for us. I mean, it's a good team. They've got depth. I mean, who do you want to, who doesn't scare you on that team? You know, they got lines and they've got Ds and goalies. I mean, they've done a nice job building that team. My hat goes off to how they've done that. You know, they've added some good parts and they're getting production out of that team. Like, there's some guys that have, you know, they've added, they've done a nice job. Like Campbell and Paye and those guys are, you know, those are good parts they've added.
Usually you see cup hangovers last a little longer than 1 month they went through, don't you?
Yeah, but I thought, yeah. I don't know about the cup hangover, because I've normally it goes the other way. Your emotion that after you win a cup, your emotion carries you through the summer. I know it's a long time, but they went backwards. They kind of lost everything there, but they were a good team. I think people knew it was a matter of time before they could get around you. Pour moi, j'aime ça parce que on est dans la même time zone. Je sais pas comment dire ça en français. Pour moi, c'est ça que ce que j'aime. On est tous dans la même time zone. So, pour moi, c'est correct. J'aime bien ça.
Ça va réduire les déplacements aussi, moins
sur l'avion. Ben moins sur l'avion, puis plus on va jouer plus sur nos. Puis pas juste ça, mais on va voir chaque équipe deux fois, une fois à maison, une fois sur la route, ça c'est très bon. Sorry to throw you off with my Chinese, or I'm not sure it's French, because sometimes you should hear it on the other side. What's that sound? Right.
Scoring.
Yeah.
What have you seen in him and through that spell now that he's helping them
out
points?
What's evident with me with Brian is more his speed. He seems to be getting in overdrive, because that's what I kept hearing before, is people were saying I don't see the speed that he's had in the past. And I remember him because he was with the Chicago Wolves when he was younger and I was in Milwaukee. And I hadn't really seen that extra step. It looks like he's starting to get that extra step, that stride that he had before that seems to be evident. That's the one thing that stands out to me. And when you get that, you're on pucks a lot sooner. You have the puck a lot more. You're able to create separation. So that's clearly what I see with Brian from that standpoint.
When you're coaching guys like that, how hard is it to, because there were games where the faceoff certainly wasn't so good, speed wasn't mm-hmm. there. How do you get them to the rest of the game off the par?
Yeah, you got to deal with guys differently. You know, sometimes you don't. I'm always cautious to overcoach people, and sometimes you just leave them alone. Like, and it's easy when Brian says to try to keep confident when things weren't going well, but that's an easy thing to say. But boy, that's a demon you're wrestling with every night. That's tough. Because as much as you're trying to be confident, you're not feeling great about things. Things aren't going good, you know. But no, for me, he just coached guys differently. I don't overcoach, and I'm always cautious there a little bit about that. And a lot of times the teammates help each other, and that's their place, and that's what I do. You try to help them a little bit, and you certainly don't pound on a guy. I don't go that way. If you're going to do anything, help build them up and help, you know, help them with a little bit of tape if that's what is required. But I wouldn't sit here and tell you that I'm the reason why he's having so much success. The credit really belongs to him.
As good as the K-line's been, Wellwood and Ladd, it's not fair to say they're struggling. Are they fighting it a little bit?
I don't think so. I think they're trying to do the same things that they're doing, you know, but they're used to playing with Antropov, and so that's a void. And it's hard when you don't have a center. or the center, or whatever, that's why center is pretty important. A lot of times he makes the line go. And that's no disrespect to Burmistrov, but Antropov's a veteran guy with size, and he's pretty clever, and he's got a lot of experience in the league. And he knows his way around the ice, and especially the offensive zone. And, they get used to playing with him, and there's chemistry. All of a sudden, it's like, okay, what have we got here? You know, now it's a little bit different, so there's some adjustments there, you know. And this is good for Burmistrov as well to try to go in there in that higher role and see if you can create, you know. It shows you where he's at a little bit in his development as a young player. You know, and he's done pretty good. Like, he's done pretty good. I'd like to see him get a little more offense in that line, but that's something we're working towards right now.
Tanner Glass has obviously a lot of experience with the Bruins. Mm-hmm.
Well, Tanner's been really good for us. He's been steady, you know. And what's really helped us with him is he's gone to the finals and he's played on, you know, certainly with Vancouver, but he's played on winning teams before, and that experience is really good. Like, I find him to be, I don't know if a wily veteran would be quite the word, but his experience is good, and he's. What I've liked about him, because I was with Vancouver last year, down here, mind you, but he's been fairly consistent with us. He's really played quite well for us, you know, and I wasn't sure how well he would, you know. He plays third line, fourth line, he can play those roles, and he's been good. He's been really good and consistent and reliable, and as long as you give him the right amount of minutes, he plays good. If you get him too many minutes, it's like a lot of players, it's a little bit over-exceeding, but he's been really good for us. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Have a good day.